Green agenda, minister ignores Ukraine food crisis warnings in favor of solving nature emergency. By Peter Cattell on March 14, 2022. A UK minister has ignored the pleas of farmers to take action against the forthcoming Ukraine food crisis in favor of maintaining her leftist government's green agenda. As the Ukraine crisis causes Europe's food security situation to significantly worsen, British farmers have asked authorities to allow land earmarked for rewilding to be used for crops in the hopes of curbing ever-rising food prices. However, Scotland's leftist biodiversity minister, Lorna Slater, has outright rejected the farmers' pleas, instead prioritizing pushing her government's green agenda. According to a report by The Times, food producers in the country have warned that Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine could have a disastrous effect on farming, as well as on the general supply of food, a claim that is in line with those made by experts within the European Union. As a result, farmers have asked government officials to allow crops to be planted on land earmarked for rewilding purposes in the hopes of buttressing supply and keeping food prices under control. According to the Times report, a fertilizer shortage could see the yield of UK crops fall by half or more, with what is produced of a lower quality. "We want to do as much as we can for nature and the environment, and we have done that for a long time, and yes, we will do more," said the president of the National Union of Farmers Scotland, Martin Kennedy. "But right now the world has changed and we need to focus on what is really important. Food and water is something we take for granted far too much," he warned. However, despite the serious supply problems the Ukraine crisis poses for Britain's supply of food, Minister Slater has outright dismissed the request in favor of her administration's green agenda. "We are still in a nature emergency that hasn't gone away. So it's a no," Slater is reported as saying in response to the pleas of farmers. She then declared that the solution to the crisis was to curb food waste, a rallying cry that has also been recently heard from a fanatical doomsday sect of eco-warriors in Germany to justify blocking roads and to allegedly put people's lives in danger. As the war in Ukraine rages on, the price of wheat has hit record highs, with Chicago wheat futures rising over 70% to $13 a bushel last week. While the unit price of a bushel of wheat rising is remote and hard to conceptualize for most, its impacts are keenly felt in the homes of many, with the price of basic UK food items, such as bread, pasta, and potatoes, could rise in price by up to 50%. The publication also says that the crisis could end up killing around a third of fish and chip shops in Britain, a local fast food staple in the country. A third of the white fish consumed in the UK comes from Russia. However, despite all of these dangers, Scotland's government appears hell-bent on pushing its green agenda, regardless of the outcome. If this was not bad enough, however, things may yet get even worse for Scottish farmers, with the country's Europhile First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, reportedly being urged to reintroduce wolves into Scotland. The animal, which has been extinct in Britain for centuries, has been causing serious trouble for farmers in mainland Europe, with a cull being planned in Germany after attacks on livestock became epidemic. "The population must be significantly reduced in some regions and kept at a tolerable level through active population management," said Hermann Grupp, a politician and farmer in Lower Saxony. "The wolf continues to spread unhindered and snatches sheep, cattle, ponies, horses and calves from the pastures directly on the farm," he is also reported as saying.